You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. This will be a fun show today. We are talking about fun fitness with Brian Mittag. He is the vice president of something we've all heard about, the Bayshore Bicycle Club. And this guy is the vice president, and he's going to tell us about what they do. And we're talking before we came on the air here. They do a lot. So, Brian, let's just start. Welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
This is going to be great. And let's just start from the basics, right? Why don't you tell us the story behind how the Bayshore Bicycle Club got started?
Okay. Yeah, it was back in 1981, actually, that the Bayshore Bicycle Club got its starts. Nowadays, we have about 125 members. We've got a website, and also we can be found at, we have a website, and we also can be found on the Facebook page.
Well, we're going to give it a couple more times.
Sure.
Where's the website?
The website is bsbc.clubexpress.com, which is BS for Bayshore and BC for Bicycle Club. And then it's .clubexpress.com.
All right. Yeah. So back in 81, which, I don't know, someone my age doesn't seem like a long time ago, but that was a long time ago.
It seems a little long, but yeah. Then I realized it wasn't that long
right.
ago.
Yeah. So what inspired the formation of the club? Do you know who the original guys were or ladies?
I do not know the original.
Okay. I was just curious because sometimes when you look at like the Bell, and it's pretty cool to hear those names because, you know, I mean, even though that's been around for a long time, it's like, well, I knew him, her. Yeah.
Yeah.
What inspired it? I mean,
I don't know. Just it was inspired to get a group, social group together to bike either and for fitness and transportation. I mean, I joined originally back in the mid-90s my wife and I just got married and we were having kids. So back then we joined with the kids and we were there for like 10 years. But now I recently came back again for about 5 years. Okay. 5 years I've been there again.
All right. So the club, how many members do you say you have? Like
125 roughly.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's that like evolved? So you've been in it for a while. I mean, how's it changed, evolved?
It's changed more. It's more of a adult, but we're open to every age. But I'd say as the club has grown older, we're kind of like a older, let's say 40s and up club.
That's not old.
Yeah. And then we're kind of like more than bicycling. We do more than bicycling nowadays. We get groups together for kayaking, snowshoe, and hiking also.
Wow. Yeah. You know, you mentioned it's exercise, it's fun, but it's social. And I've had many, many guests on this show over the year. And the socialization is so important for your health. You know, the mental health, and some of it's kind of a little bit scary. Isolation and... you know, some people equate that to cancer. That's that really. So I think that's awesome that you take more than a bike ride.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's just, we go for the bike ride. We have a special every Wednesday night. We have a weekly Wednesday night ride, where we go to a bar or supper club and we go out from there about an hour. It takes us about an hour. We're going at 12 to 14 miles an hour, which isn't too bad, but, and then we come back and we sit there and talk.
So let's just talk through one of those, you know.
Sure.
Specifically, where do you meet? What supper club would you go to? So you go to Kewaunee or what?
Basically around the Green Bay area.
Okay.
I mean, we've had rides out of let's see, Station One, Anapee Brewery. We've had them in Anduzzi's, Town Line, Narrow Bridge. We're on the east side. I think we started at Green Isle Park one time. We just started out of there. And then also down in De Pere, we started at the CNC Club when it was there.
Yeah. Yeah. So the club members, all 120, would get what, an email that this is what we're doing Wednesday?
Yeah, they've got a whole schedule on our Facebook page. We've got the schedule where there's a Wednesday night ride. There's also a Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday early morning rides.
Well, how fun is that?
That is great, too, because a lot of the older people that are retired or you work second shift, you can ride during Sunday morning, Tuesday, or Wednesday morning, too. So,
wow.
And get together.
So, Not to get too corporate here, business. So I teach at NWTC. So do you have like a vision, mission statement? Do you have something that's...
We just promote safe bicycling in the area. We also work with advocacy groups. We've worked with the Fox River Trail in getting the blacktop further out.
Nice.
And we had a broad fry. I think we've had a broad fry the last... We've had like two in the last year and the year before where we've given all the proceeds to the Fox River Trail to go ahead, and we've donated that to them. Yeah.
You know, and that, I was on the county board, that was eons ago, but can you believe the fight for that? You know, and I mean, you look back at that now, it's like, what were you thinking?
I agree. Back a long time ago. Yeah, it takes so long to get the wheels turning.
Yeah.
These bike trails.
Is the Bayshore Bicycle Club, and we're here with Brian Middick, who is the vice president of the organization, 120 members. That are you, how would you rate, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, you are really into the exercise, the socialization. You know, I from what I'm gathering from talking to you, where would you rate your political activity? I mean, I was mayor for... I've seen you at a couple things, but not at everything. You know what I mean?
Yes. We do have another lady that's our political chair, and Dawn does go to planning meetings. She's on the planning board of Green Bay, Brown County. So she does work with them. And
So she carries your clout.
Yes.
But you guys don't show up in numbers, which, okay. The reason I ask that is I've heard your name, but I haven't... You know, some of these organizations send everybody in, but I think you carry some weight. You guys were pretty active in Webster Avenue.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes, we were.
Because that was bikes, sidewalks, boulevards.
Yes, and that is nice right there.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
In Alloway, yes. It's very nice in Alloway.
All of that. That's just worked out great. So when you talk about the rides, you went over a few things, Sundays, Wednesdays. Is that, that's not year-round?
No, that's not year-round. The bike rides usually last from, we start like in April with a few. May is where we really hit it hard. And then we go to September. Usually we stop. And then, like I said, the group also does hiking and snowshoeing. And depending on weather in the wintertime, we have a Wednesday night hike or snowshoe. Yeah.
Do you ever talk about name changes? I mean, it's pretty cool. I tell you, I don't think people who... know that. I didn't. I was really interested when I was reading about you. I thought, I got to get this guy on our show, because what we try to do here on Lean Local is lean into things a little bit more than maybe people in Greater Green Bay would know. And I, when I read about you, and I know a couple of your members, and I thought, this is kind of interesting. Not kind of interesting. This is very interesting.
It is interesting. And we did, actually, we were moving into a new name, but then we're like, with the being a nonprofit, we're just going to keep it as... Yeah. The Bayshore Bike Club, but we did design a whole new t-shirt that we've got.
Okay.
We've got a whole t-shirt and a logo that we just did, and it's all coming out pretty soon, actually. Yeah. So you let into that. So, and we'll have that available for members to purchase. Yep.
So you talked a little bit about these Wednesday rides and supper clubs and Sundays. Talk to me a little bit more about the skill level.
Sure.
There's got to be kind of a general. You're in good shape.
We have like the Wednesday night ride. We do it like a 12 to 14 mile per hour. I mean, we're not going to leave somebody behind if they come out with a helmet and want to join the Bayshore Bike Club. We've got a guy in the front of the, a person in the front and a person in the back. And we go on the route planned, and we will not leave anyone behind.
Okay.
So that's good with that. That's kind of a, that's your basic ride. Sunday morning is a little more like 16 to 18 miles an hour, more speedster. They get out and go about 30 miles on Sunday morning. So, wow. And the one on Wednesday, we do about 12 to 15 miles.
Right. Do nothing competitive though.
No, there's nothing competitive with our group, really. No, okay. No.
All right.
There's enough groups out there that I see that have like competing bicycling.
Are there? Because
there's a lot of bike clubs out there nowadays. I believe with the all the repair shops, the shops. I mean, Pete's Garage got bike rides on certain day. Broken Spoke has bike rides. Stadium View Station. Our Suamico bike, they all have tons of bike. So yeah, we've kind of, with our membership, we want to get more, but there's so much out there to bike around. It's just that to get them together would be great. And we have worked with other clubs, other groups of bikers.
But I think what's unique about yours that I'm hearing is it seems a little bit more social, and the fact that you go into the whole snowshoe and a couple other things too.
Yes, it's almost like a silent sport group nowadays.
Yeah.
And yeah, it really, really helps the older group that we have.
Yeah, I think that's great. And well, I don't know how those other groups work, but you're not really trying to sell anything.
No.
So what does it take to be a member of Bayshore, your group?
Yeah, we have a single or... We have membership fees due at the beginning of the year, usually. And it's either a single or a family membership. And right now we're going through that membership. It was $25 per person this past year, but we're kind of refiguring out what it's going to be for 2026.
Yeah. But it's not going to double.
No. No, not at all. Maybe $5.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe $5. Yeah.
That seems like super reasonable.
Right? Yes.
Because there's a cost to communicate.
And there's insurance that the group has to have for the whole group.
Yeah. I suppose there is.
There's a nonprofit insurance that's.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So with the cost to join, and that would include obviously your membership, but...
It also includes the potluck at the beginning, which we pass around a dish, and also the main banquet at the end of the year around November that we have.
Right. And do people who do the bikes rides? You mentioned there's these 3 a week. Do they start at the same place, or do they move around? Or
they move around everywhere around Green Bay area.
But they're all in the Green Bay area.
Starts in the Green Bay area. Yep, all of them.
That sounds like pretty awesome. And how many people do the rides about? Like,
about 20, 25 each week.
Okay.
We get out there. Right.
And there's not police escorts for that. You guys just...
No. We just bike and blur the fluorescent colors.
So, all right. Yeah. We're going to talk about a little bit more of these rides. Because I think if people want to get into it, would you recommend they start with one of these bike shops or they go right to you guys? Because I think people... I mean, biking's where it's at. And it's healthy.
Oh, it's great.
It's good for the environment. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about it. We're here with Brian Medig, Vice President of the Bay Shore Bicycle Club. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, and we are spending this half hour talking with Brian Mittig, who is the vice president of the Bayshore Bicycle Club. And this is a great organization, and they've been around since early 80s, and a club that you can join, which sounds like all they do is ride bikes, but they do so much more. Off-season, it's snowshoeing, a couple other activities to just really keep people social. 120 members, they have rides at least three times a week, and it's just been, this is great exercise, right? Good for the environment, good for your health, and we talked about membership and $25, $30 to join. And we're going to get right back to you, Brian, but before we do, this show is, we have sponsors, and one of our great sponsors is a business, I bet you any money, they have members in your club, and that's Nicolet Bank. They are a downtown community bank. They started, your place started in 81, these guys started in 2002, Mike Daniels and Bob Atwell, and their mission was to be a good community bank, and boy, have they delivered. And now they're up to, 57 branches, and they just do a lot. I mean, they're so helpful with so many things, obviously the community shelter and so many charitable things. But what I like a lot about them, they help people with their homes, with their businesses, but they lend their employees out for a lot of boards and commissions, right? I mean, they are just... They're good guys and good people, and we love them. We like the fact that they're sponsoring us in a lot of downtown events here in Green Bay and throughout the whole community, not just downtown. And I just want to thank them for sponsoring Lean Local and for being a great example to other businesses. And I mean, like I said, I teach business, and you got to make money first, but once you do, philanthropy comes right after that. So I just want to thank them for doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're good people. So here we're back with Brian Mittig, Vice President of Bayshore Bicycle Club, and we're talking about membership. And let's give us your website again. We're going to do it when we conclude, but about joining your group.
Sure. Our website that you can find us at is bsbc.clubexpress.com, which is BSBC for Bayshore Bike Club .clubexpress.com.
All right. And to become a member, I mean, 18 or you take kids? What is it?
It's got to be 18, but we do do have the family membership. So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. Does the club, you talked about does the club work with local bike shops, businesses, or organizations? Do you have some partnerships out there?
We do have some partnerships where a lot of the bike clubs sponsor the end of the year banquet, which is really nice. Yeah. They kind of fit the bill and also give great prizes out for the members that come to the banquet.
Isn't that nice?
It's very, very great.
So when people join clubs, organizations, and I think yours checks a lot of boxes because health and wellness is something we all need. You don't need as much as I do, but I think...
I need help.
You got grandkids?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You seem young. Okay. To get out and do that is very good, but any educational opportunities? And they must... I think what they learn is things to do. Sometimes we're just talking about the Malva, right?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people say... We did a program one time, it was a long time ago, 2000, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6, whenever, right after. And it was be a tourist in your own town. And people would take this like passport and they'd go around and get it stamped in botanical gardens. Like right now, you would go to the Northland Hotel, the Malva Museum. Because some people, everybody's been to, I shouldn't say everybody's been to Lambeau, but a lot of people have, but Hall of Fame. There's so many cool things right here in Green Bay, and it's nice to experience that.
Oh yeah, I remember that program, and it was great, I believe, with my kids. Yeah,
right
at that time. Yes.
And you see that, and even people say, I've been there before. We our tourist attractions or our amenities here in Green Bay, they change, and some people don't, I've been there before. Well, go back there. Look at the botanical gardens, right? Man, yep. That place is just, it's amazing what they have done out there in the last, 6, 7 years.
It is great out there, yes.
Yeah. So how do you see the Bayshore Bicycle Club
evolving? Is it, do you guys talk about what you're going to look like in 3, 4, 5 years?
Yeah, we look at different events around. We also want to get like the group to go, like, let's say, bike the Elroy Sparta as a group down there.
Wow.
We want to get together in areas like that. Also, like you mentioned, Botanical Gardens, going to events like music events in
right.
the city. We want to bike to those and set up rides for that.
And I think that's just really important, that that socialization part. So tell me, what do you personally enjoy most about being part of this Bayshore Bicycle Club?
Oh, I just love to bike. So, I mean, I've been biking for, ever since.
81, that's a long time.
81. I was in at UW Oshkosh, I think, in 80. No, not 81. I was in Oshkosh at 86. So,
wow.
Yeah. And then that's where I had a bike club and rode around the lake of Winnebago. And that's where my biking really progressed.
I mean, with the water we have here, Fox River Trail, it's a beautiful place to bike, you know? Do you have a favorite, like a favorite ride? And you've been doing this forever and...
I like the trails personally, but all these Wednesday night rides, some of them go onto the trails, but most of them are on the street. Right. But with a group, you don't feel the danger. I mean, everyone's safe and we ride single file. And so it's nice.
Favorite supper club? Too much pressure?
Too much pressure on right now.
I'll let you off the hook. All right, Brian Mick, thanks for coming in here to Lean Local. Vice President of the Bayshore Bicycle Club. We'll have this on our website, too, so if people want to contact you, join this. It's a great couple thing, but family. Thanks for keeping this going.
This is
awesome. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining Lean Local. We will see you in the next half hour with Green Bay Transit, talking about how to get around without your vehicle. We'll be right back.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local. Today, we are talking about how to get around this great community without your personal vehicle. And I want to thank Brian again, Brian Mittig, from who's the vice president of the Bayshore Bicycle Club. That's a cool organization, and they have 120 members and 3 bike rides at least a week, and very social organization. That was fun. Another great way to get around this community, and I can speak with a little authority on this, is Green Bay Transit. And Patty Kiwis, who runs that, she's been running that for, 12, 13, 14 years, I hired her. And I can say this now that I'm out of office. She's one of my favorite employees out of the 1,000 employees that work there. I mean, she's just so dedicated and works with the employees, and she's got great vision. Who can't be here today? And she sent in a great sub who is the mobility coordinator. That's got to be pretty high up there when it comes to transit, right? The mobility coordinator. Andrea Volok. And welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this would be great. Before we get into kind of what's new in Green Bay Transit and some of the tech enhancements you guys are making, just kudos again, and I talked to Patty about this, and I've mentioned this on other shows. You guys delivered in the NFL draft.
We sure did. We had a lot of extra rides those 3 days.
I mean, day one, 7,000 boardings. That was a record single day for Green Bay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you kind of, as much as you planned, that was a little bit of a last, you did a lot in the last, because something else was supposed to happen and it kind of throttled back. So I just give you a lot of credit for that.
Yep.
And
it was a lot of coordination.
Yeah, it was. So that was pretty cool. And the ridership pandemic is back, right? We're kind of close.
We're getting pretty close.
Okay, so that's great. Well, good. That's nice. I still would like to see transit be used by more. I'm not. Be careful what I say here. It's still used a lot by transit dependent, and you look at some other communities. It's really you know, we've tried some stuff, free newspapers, free coffee. It's just, but it's kind of easy to get around Green Bay.
It sure is. I would tell you that we have made it simpler to get around the greater Green Bay community with the implementation of our microtransit service. And I think we are seeing more people utilize that service who are not transit dependent, just because it does make some of those trips much easier.
So I'm going to venture to say a lot of our listeners don't know what microtransit expansion is.
I would say that you're probably right.
Okay, so explain it.
Sure. So in Green Bay, so our transit system covers the cities of Green Bay and De Pere and the villages of Alloway, Ashwaubenon, and Bellevue. Inside the highway belt line, if you will, so Highway 41 to 172 and kind of around inside the highway, we have a lot of ridership. So that's where we use our traditional fixed route buses. Outside the highway service area, we don't have quite as high a ridership. So running buses in those areas, they were running empty. But we have implemented the GBM on-demand microtransit service in those areas, so people can still get around. It's just a different mode of transportation. So they request a ride like other public rideshare companies. And so they can take a bus from, you know, in the hub of Green Bay to get out to a transfer point and then request a ride either using a smartphone app, which we just upgraded today to Green Bay Transit app, or they can call the phone number, which is 920-448-3185, and get to an agent who can book their ride for them.
Wow. So that's like on demand.
Yes.
They call this number and a bus will come and pick them up. Not a big bus.
Sure. So we use Ford Transits and Mercedes Metrises, so they can hold up to 6 passengers at a time.
Okay. Less expensive. Although the driver still makes money, but okay. And they, where do they take them to? Then they'll take them to a fixed route?
So they do connect up at the fixed route in 3 different places. Alloway Transfer Point, which is at the McDonald's on Webster. The Bay Park Square Mall connects with 2 buses, and then also Walmart East connects with the bus.
And that's brand new.
We've actually been running the service for just over 5 years.
I thought you said July 1st.
So we simplified our zones today. So we used to have 4 different zones that had specific rules of getting around. And now today we have upgraded the service, if you will, and it's all just 1 daytime zone to be able to get more directly to where people need to go.
Cool. Hey, the other thing that got some ink was the battery, the electric bus.
Absolutely.
And tell me why and who paid for that, and are we going that direction? How many buses do we have?
So we are working on additional battery electric buses, but currently today we have just 1.
Right, but you're working on, how many buses do we have though?
Our total fleet is, we're retiring a few buses, so we're looking at about 30
okay.
buses.
All right, and what's the advantage to the electric bus?
Well, the electric bus fits in with our green by 2050. The city of Green Bay is looking to, you know, go more green. So it doesn't use the diesel fuel that the other ones use.
The other thing I like about transit is they're very, very visible. And, you know, you advertise on them, but you do a lot of charity things too. I mean, it's pretty cool what you do for breast cancer awareness, and is that something that you decide or the city council decides? I think it's great when you get out and promote, like I said, just these nonprofits.
Yeah, Patty makes those decisions.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's great to do. We also, or you also, do people with disabilities, right? I mean, that's something that drivers train special for that.
So the drivers, you know, I can't speak to all of their specific training, but as the mobility coordinator, I do a lot of work with people with disabilities, training them how to learn to use our system. All of our buses are ADA wheelchair accessible. They have a kneeling feature that helps it, you know, get down to the curb a little more to make a lower step to get on the bus. And so I do a lot of training with people with disabilities in my position as well.
And how do they, if there's someone with disabilities that wants to ride transit to, I don't know, wildlife sanctuary, they call you, do you go out to their home, or how does one learn that, or do you have seminars?
So we have a program called Travel Training. So a person would schedule an appointment with myself, and we would, you know, I take in some information, emergency contacts, and learn what it is that they'd like to learn to do. And then once we figure out what their route plan is, then I will meet them out at their bus stop. They get on the bus with me. We make the trip, say, to the wildlife sanctuary. And then we would make the trip then back to their home bus stop where they could then go home.
Wow. I mean, that's customer service, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's cool. Do you still take bikes on the bus and on the front of the bus, bike carriers?
Yep. So all of our buses are equipped with a bike rack. They hold two bikes at a time. Our on-demand service does also take bikes.
And that's so easy to put on there. I mean, I remember when those first got launched, I don't know how old my daughter was, but just this little kid put it on there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's nice. So do you think we're going to move toward less and less vehicles? And is it, you know, I just remember there's some chatter of raise the parking rates, and I'm not in favor of that, but how are we going to get more people to rely on transit? Is it the more frequency? Is it the destination? I mean, what's it going to take? Because we have a pretty big city here. I mean, 50 square miles.
We do. I think part of it might be awareness, because like you said in the beginning, some of the listeners probably don't know all of the options that are available and all of the destinations that they can make simple trips to.
Yeah. Saturdays, cost of bus?
A regular day pass is $4. A reduced fare day pass is $2. You can use your bus pass on both the bus and the on-demand, so there's no extra cost to that. Monday through Friday, we run the buses from 5:15 in the morning until 6:45 at night. At 6:45, then that on-demand corner-to-corner service takes over from 6:45 until 11:30 p.m., and then would cover our entire service area, including where the buses were traveling. Saturdays, we run the buses from 7:45 in the morning until 1:45 in the afternoon. At 1:45, the on-demand service then covers also where the buses were traveling until 7:45 at night.
Wow, I didn't know our buses ran that late. The on-demand ran that late. Is that?
Yeah.
That's a lot of opportunity out there for service.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then just Sundays are a day of rest.
Correct.
As it should be. Right. When it comes to opportunities for employment, I used to see ads for drivers and some on the tech side. Is that still out there?
Currently, we are still hiring for full-time bus drivers.
Yeah. I looked at that one time.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Oh, that would have been fun. I mean, I think that's an awesome job. Just drive around, especially those game day routes. You're still doing that, right?
Yep, and we run four game day routes on all home Packer games.
Yeah. And that's at no charge.
Absolutely.
Which is very cool. So we're talking about bus transit with Andrea, who works at Transit as the mobility coordinator. Are you pulled into those meetings on high-speed rail?
I am not.
Okay, what do you think about that? You know, here in Milwaukee.
I think it could be a great opportunity for people. I'm not part of those meetings, so I don't have much to report on there.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then I kind of want to come back and talk about some of the tech service enhancements. And you've done quite a bit. I mean, really, in transit, just with the phone where the bus is, and believe it or not, once in a while, our bridge goes out, and it's nice that somebody can look and see that the bus is going to be late and how you coordinate that. And I think you do have some future plans and vision. We'll talk about some other municipalities maybe getting in the loop. I think that's important that we're working toward that. So we'll be right back. We're talking with Andrea Volok. Is that right?
You're close.
Well, tell me.
Volok.
Volok. Well, that's really close. All right, we're going to be back with Andrea Volok, Mobility Coordinator with Green Bay Transit. Stick around.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We are talking with Andrea Volok, who is the mobility coordinator with Green Bay Transit. And it's called Green Bay Transit, but they serve other municipalities and got some great technology coming up and things that I want to get back to this whole GBM on demand. And it's just not the old transit waiting for the bus, hoping it's going to show up. And they have so much many more things you can do just with your phone. But before we get back to her, I just want to plug one of our sponsors. And I use this sponsor for years, and it's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Okay, you got to have windows, you got to have doors, and why not just get the best? They come over to your house, they bring their iPad, and they have such a plethora of offerings. And, you know, my house is a little bit older, 115 years old, as a matter of fact, and so they got windows and doors that are more a historical look. They have windows and doors that are much more modern. You can see it before they put it in, and that makes a difference. And as we all know, biggest heat loss is through windows and doors. It's so worth it. I mean, the payback on that is incredible when you put in the right windows and doors and have them installed properly. And I just really suggest that you give them a call. It's no charge for them to come out and take a look at your home. And maybe you want to do three or four this year and three or four next year, you know, depending on your budget, although they have great financing packages. But, you know, 920-297-2107, give them a call. They have a great showroom. Stop down and take a look at it or have them come out and show you some of the things they have there. But great company. And again, you know, I talked about Nicolet in the first half hour, and another great company in Pella who gives a lot back to this community. They're great to the new community shelter. They're great to so many charitable things here in Greater Green Bay, and a great example of how to run a business with quality product, great customer service. So thank you, Pella. Hey, we're going to go back to Andrea, the mobility coordinator. When we left, we started to touch again on the, I'm just not a tech head, the CAD AVL system.
Yep. So the CAD AVL would be automatic vehicle location. So if a person wanted to see where all of our buses are in real time, they can go to greenbaymetro.org and click on track your bus. And it will pull up a map and show you exactly where all of the buses are right this minute. It shows you as they move down the streets. You can zoom in and see every single bus stop that's available. And if you click on a bus stop, it'll tell you what buses stop at the bus stop and the next time they will be there.
What's our most frequent route? Is it a half hour or is it?
Yep. We have 30-minute and 60-minute routes.
Right. Okay. How far east, west, north, south do we go?
So we go all the way west to NWTC. We go all the way east to UWGB. North and south, probably the wildlife sanctuary area would be the north end. And south end would probably be down in Ashwaubenon, Hanson, mm-hmm. Hanson Road.
Are you sometimes impressed how some people like know this stuff in their head?
Yes.
I mean, right. There was a guy, a kid, that really had this thing down. But, you know, even at the community shelter, some of these people who are homeless, you know, they're between homes. Calling them homeless that isn't even proper because they're going to be out of homelessness soon. But boy, do they know the routes. Because I say, if you want to go to the wildlife sanctuary, you want to go shopping, and which I think is cool. They don't even pull out their phone.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, you say right now, it's easy to pull out your phone and find what's what.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. So the real-time tracking, that's what you were talking about at the Metro app? Is that the same thing?
So there's not currently an app for the real-time tracking. It's available from our website.
Okay. And then what is the info mat? Is that something you can look at the bus and see it all?
Infotainment. So all of our buses have infotainment screens on them, typically located behind the driver. And so it's kind of like a TV screen, and it will show the route map and the next several stops that would be available to riders. Occasionally it can, you know, flash other announcements. And so it also, the buses also announce overhead the next stops that are coming up, so that riders who may be visually impaired are able to hear which stops are coming up next as well.
Wow. So service expansion, and I know you don't make that call, but there's got to be chatter about service expansion. And I understand that the majority of your funding is not from the fares.
Correct.
I mean, much of it is from the local, state, and federal to tackle the gaps. Do you talk about Sunday service? You talk about Howard DePere? So employment hubs are...
There are no plans for expansion at this point in time to other municipalities, but DePere is currently receiving our GBM on-demand microtransit service.
Okay. And what would it take to go to another municipality? Like, what's the process on that?
The municipality would potentially have to have a meeting with Patty, the transit director, to get things started.
Okay. All right. And then we talked a little bit about the regional rail potential, and you're not in the loop on that right now, but you personally think that would be a good thing. Is that fair?
I mean, I think it has an opportunity to be a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's something we can take a look at. And then the other thing I have on here is just this whole clean energy electrification roadmap. Is that something that you have or are going to have?
So, you know, it is certainly something we are continuing to work on. Like I mentioned earlier, we have our first electric bus. I do believe we are working to get some more electric buses in our fleet.
But I got to believe that, you know, we had that whole movement, tax rebates for electric cars, that they wouldn't move to, especially some of these bigger municipalities, right? I mean, electric buses. That's one of the more visible items out there. I mean, it's more visible than like snow plows because they're only part time of the year. So, yeah, I think that's something to take a look at. And some of your revenue comes from advertising as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a cool thing to have. All right. Well, hey, thanks for being here and thanks for taking a good care of transit. You are the mobility coordinator. Transit's for everybody. And thanks to Andrea Bullock. It's happening here in Green Bay. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.